Today's shout-out goes out to Mrs. Boron's current events class at Haines High School in Haines, Alaska. Which of these wars included fighting in northern Africa? You Know What to Do? Was it the Hundred Years' War, the Boer Wars, the War of 1812, or World War II? You've got 3 seconds. Go! The only one of these conflicts that included fighting in northern Africa was World War II. That's your answer, and that's your shout-out. Well, our next report is about a British fighter plane that went down in northern Africa during World War II. After the crash, the pilot was never heard from again. The plane was presumed to be lost forever in the sands of the Sahara Desert. That is, until now. You've got to see this report by Barbara Starr.
It sat quietly for 70 years in the Egyptian desert, waiting for someone to find it. The wreckage of a British Royal Air Force P-40, one of hundreds of Kitty Hawk fighter bombers that took on the Nazis across North Africa. A Polish oil worker exploring the Egyptian desert just came across the wreckage and took these extraordinary images, the plane mostly intact after decades in the desert. The cockpit controls from an era gone by, enough to inspire even modern fighter pilots.
I just thought, what an amazing, amazing story for an aircraft 70 years ago to have gone down in the desert, to be in such good condition and to be found intact after all these years.
Even some ammunition and guns remain. This archive film shows the plane in action in World War II. In North Africa, its job, to protect troops on the ground fighting the Nazis.
It was an absolute workhorse. It flew extensively throughout that campaign, and some may well say it was decisive in tipping the balance in favour of the Allies in North Africa.
Records show the plane went down in the Sahara Desert on June 28, 1942. According to British newspapers, the pilot is thought to be Flight Sergeant Dennis Copping.
I think the important part of this story is the story of the man that was flying it and what happened to him.
It's believed he was flying the already damaged plane to a repair site when he crashed. These bullet holes, a mystery. Was he shot down? Parachute remnants suggest the young pilot survived and tried to make himself a shelter from the hot sun, but no remains have been found. He may have died in the burning desert looking for help. The British military will now visit the desert wreckage site in the coming days and try to make a determination about whether it is feasible to begin a search for the remains of a young World War II pilot who's been missing for so many years. Barbara Starr, CNN, The Pentagon.